You Only Need Three Legs by Sal Selle, edition 2.0, June 2019. Picture box. One day the people who never believed in you will brag about how they used to know you. Picture box 2. You couldn't be ordinary if you tried. Picture box 3. Take risks in your life. If you win, you can lead. If you lose, you can guide. Swami Vivekananda. Sal Selle is a highly accomplished and energetic business leader with a proven track record of over 25 years of consistently building sales teams, launching SBUs, and growing wealth. Demonstrated experience in identifying, analyzing, and exploiting market opportunities. Creative, multidisciplinary executive with outstanding relationship building skills, digital marketing, investments, strategy planning, and timely execution that generates and drives results. Strong communication and high emotional intelligence. Sal has successfully built sales teams and businesses from the ground up, both across North America and globally, leveraging technology, finance, and digital. Core expertise in technology, investments, leadership, and internet marketing. Ranked highly in key sales and growth metric. Sought-after mentor and thought leader in sales strategy, digital brand management, and organizational growth. To my parents, Jeannie and Vinay Selle, with gratitude. My wife, Laura, and my kids, Samira and Cyrus Selle, with love. Foreword. I have known Sal Selle for over 30 years. His clear thinking, common sense, and global business insight is specific, thought-provoking, and produces results. His ability to break down complex concepts into easy, simple areas for folks to understand and implement is a testament to the success he has had not only in his own career, but also in the many careers he has helped shape over the last 25 years around the globe. This is a great piece of work that is insightful, concise, and has significant everyday implications for each of us. Enjoy. Rohit Madan, partner, Madan Associates Law Firm. Picture box. Some reasons make relationships precious, but only precious relationships are made with no reasons. Keep those alive for a lifetime. Good morning. Picture box 2. Maturity is the capacity to endure uncertainty. Preface. Picture box. Winners. Winners say it may be difficult, but it is possible. They see the gain. See possibilities, make it happen. Losers say it may be possible, but it's too difficult. See the pain, see problems, let it happen. Picture box 3. Successful people versus unsuccessful people. Successful people have a sense of gratitude, forgive others, give others credit for their victories, accept responsibility for their failures, compliment, read every day, keep a journal, talk about ideas, want others to succeed, share information, keep a to-be list, exude joy, keep a to-do list, set goals and develop plans, continuously learn, embrace change, operate from a transformative perspective. Versus unsuccessful people, have a sense of entitlement, hold a grudge, take all the credit for their victories, blame others for their failures, criticize, watch television every day, claim to keep a journal but actually don't, talk about people, secretly hope others fail, hoard information, don't know what they want to be, exude anger, fly by the seat of their pants, never set goals, think they know it all, fear change, operate from a transactional perspective. Life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about learning to dance in the rain. Folks, it is with great pleasure that I am self-publishing this book, gleaned over 46 years of experience living and working across the globe, interacting with all kinds of people, businesses, and cultures. This is an ongoing expression of the values, beliefs, and attitudes that are close to my heart. Hope you enjoy reading this as much as I have enjoyed writing it. As always, I welcome your feedback and comments at cellysael@gmail.com. Thanks. Onward and upward. Copyright Sal Selle, June 2019. Picture box. It's all about perspective. The one who follows the crowd will usually get no further than the crowd. The one who walks alone is likely to find himself in places no one has ever been. Albert Einstein. Picture box. Fishing ain't about luck. It's how you wiggle your worm. Picture box. Truth bomb. Healthy grocery shop, $100 too expensive. Dinner date, $100 reasonable. Month's supplements, $100. Can't afford that. Night out drinking, $100. Weekly occurrence. Personal growth seminar, $250. Crazy talk. Gucci belt, $250. Need to have it. Start a business, $1,000. I can't justify that. iPhone XR, $1,000. The newest model is a necessity. 60 minutes at the gym. I wish I had time. 60 minutes watching Netflix. Time flies. Watch another one. Everything in life is about priorities, and what you prioritize will dictate what your life looks like. Where will you be in 5 years? United Airlines gets it. Do you, Mr. Salesperson? Effective sales strategy can be the difference between winning and losing, between living and thriving, between sustainable happiness and a momentary blip of euphoria that is fast fleeting and over before you know it. A lot of salespeople focus on themselves, their product, service, their company, how big and great they are, etc. They tout the features and benefits of their offerings and talk more and listen less. Professional and effective salespeople, on the other hand, do the opposite. They focus on the customer. They try to identify the client's business pain and what the client needs. They listen more and talk less. They ask targeted and specific questions to uncover and quantify the pain the client is facing. They understand that it's not about them or their product, it's about their customer. It's the 80-20 rule. In any sales meeting, the client should be doing 80% of the talking and not the salesperson. They attentively listen. They ask questions and let the client speak. No pain, no sale. It is 5 times more expensive to acquire a net new customer than it is to cross-sell and upsell to an existing client. Yet most amateur salespeople sell their product or service to a customer and move on. They do not build the relationship with that particular client. They do not stay in touch. They do not offer demonstrable value to the client. They do not understand the concept of a lifetime customer value, or LCV. When you walk into a Mercedes dealership, they are not looking at selling you a car today and then forget about you. Their goal is to sell you multiple cars over your lifetime and to sell your children multiple cars over their lifetime. The net present value, or NPV, over 40 to 50 years of revenue generated from your ecosystem for Mercedes is huge. They, like professional salespeople, get it. Do you? United Airlines gets it. In 2016, on a recent trip to Denver, Colorado for business, I had to make some changes in my travel itinerary. As I was staying at the Westin, which was an amazing new property at the Denver International Airport, or DIA, I walked out of my room and went down to the United Ticketing Terminal at the DIA. I explained my situation to Julie, the customer agent, that due to a last-minute change, I had needed to modify my travel out from Denver and to get routed to Chicago instead of flying directly to Austin. The ticketing agent at the counter patiently listened to my pain and needs, and after having clearly understood my situation, started working her magic on the computer to provide me with various time and day flight change options, along with the financial impact to me to make those changes. Given that I had to arrive in Chicago at a specific date and time to make a customer meeting, I had to be particular about the arrival time into Chicago and the choice of the landing airport, MDW or O'Hare. Instead of being rude, pushy, aggressive, or just outright portraying that she was so busy, perception, not reality, something you would typically encounter at American Airlines, Julie at United was totally different. She was concerned, polite, and focused on my needs, the client, and not on the airline's agenda. After having spent about 45 minutes, we zeroed in on a flight combination that would get me to Chicago on time for my meeting and would then route me to Austin and get me back home at a reasonable hour as well. Once Julie found the right flight for me, she called United Customer Service and explained everything to Miss Peggy in the call center so that I would not have to repeat myself. Peggy was absolutely amazing and efficient. The warm handoff of the call from Julie to Peggy was the paragon of how internal communication exchanges to facilitate a customer exchange or transaction should occur. In a few minutes on the phone with Peggy, after she had been briefed by Julie, I was all set. I was given a new boarding pass. They waived the typical change fee that would have been charged and, in the process, had made a raving loyal fan of me. There is a reason I stay with United and SPG. There is something to be said about customer focus and taking massive action to do the right thing for the client. I am glad someone gets it. Thank you, Julie, Peggy, and United Airlines. Through your actions and focus on the customer, you have created a significant space between you being at the top and your next closest competitor. Customer service and sales are no longer two different and independent disciplines. When they are inherent in every single customer touchpoint, magic can happen. Exciting times, onward and upward. Picture box. Surround yourself with the dreamers and the doers, the believers and the thinkers, but most of all, surround yourself with those who see the greatness within you, even when you don't see it yourself. Edmund Lee.